The National Peace Council says beyond the National Peace Summit, it will start building national dialogue among the two major political parties to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court, whichever way it goes. A member of the council and executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, dropped a hint in an interview with Radio Ghana. He said Ghana is greater than any political party, hence they need not do anything that will derail the current peace.
I think it was an overwhelming success because the message has gone out there and the message is compelling. So it's not because there was a doubt whether or not Ghanaians want peace, but we needed to affirm it publicly. And from the cross-section of the representatives of various groups, you heard that loud and clear. So what now we need to do is to continue to let people know that because the country is greater than all of us and that we must do what we must be able to do in our capacity to uplift Ghana so that all of us then individually and collectively can be uplifted. We now need to remind ourselves that even in the community, if somebody is doing anything that might bring the country backwards, that person should be reminded about the messages of today. So for me, this is the significance. And I think it has mobilized us sufficiently and it has been able to propel us to ensure that we continue.
Do you still have other activity to censor the people before the outcome of the verdict?
Yes, after this now, the question about how do we engage in the national dialogue? As the Peace Council Chairman talked about George and not war. We now need to frame that so that we can begin to see a rapprochement and a bridging of the political divide so that the divide in itself, which has become negative, can turn around and be positive. And it doesn't matter which political side any Ghanaian supports, that we see ourselves first and foremost as Ghanaians. And I think that's the type of work we need to do after this.
A member of the National Peace Council and executive director of West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande. Meanwhile, the MPP and NDC say they have started conscientizing their supporters to accept the outcome of the Supreme Court ruling. The campaign manager for the MPP in the 2012 election, Bwachie Ejiakọ, told Radio Ghana that the General Secretary of the party, Ikoju Osuefrie, is on a nationwide tour to sensitize supporters.
Already, the party has agreed on some guidelines as to how we should react. The general secretary is going around the country. He's already done 6 regions, 4 more to go. And make sure that through our structures, we inform all our party members for them to comport themselves and behave properly. We do believe that in terms of all the prayers that the pastors and the badges and all the people of Ghana praying, we will indeed have peace. We're working towards that. We do believe that there will be no untoward events happening after the judgment.
Campaign manager for the MPP in the 2012 election, Bwachie Ejiakọ. The national organizer of the NDC, Yao Buatijan, says the party is also moving from region to region to educate their supporters not to resort to violence if the case goes against the NDC.
We have drawn up a program to tour all the regions to advise our activists from the regional level up to the branch level, conscientize them on the need for them to avoid resorting to violence and any other means when the ruling goes against us. And the law is there to deal with those people who misbehave.
You say you have rolled out a program to conscientize your members. In which form?
Meet the regional and the constituency and even some branch executives, some opinion leaders. And we are bringing in these opinion leaders because they are the ones who will have to advise the youth most especially and the other activists to refrain from resorting to this violence.
National organizer of the NDC, Yao Buatijan.